Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting second. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting third. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dutch Hoffman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Walsh. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ed Walsh. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Porter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Gardner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shires moves to second. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Averill. The throw from Berg and he is safe. Averill steals second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca takes first base on ball four. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg strikes out. There goes Whatwood. The throw from Myatt to second, and Whatwood is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter moves to third. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gardner. The throw from Berg and he is out, Kerr applying the tag. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Falk. Walsh reaches second base with a double. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sissel strikes out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Walsh scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Shires hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Shires moves to second. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into right field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Walsh is called out on strikes. two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sissel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hoffman. Falk reaches second base with a double. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Falk moves to third. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Combs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Myatt moves to second. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Falk scores. Myatt scores. Gardner moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walsh fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Shires hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Walsh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Myatt for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a fly ball into right field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Shires takes first base on ball 4. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porter fields it and throws to second for the out. Reynolds moves to third. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hoffman. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Hoffman steals second. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kaum takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Farrell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Sewell reaches second base with a double. There goes Jameson trying to get to home. Reynolds throws the ball into Berg, who tags Jameson, who came all the way from first, for the out. Sewell moves to third. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler pinch hits for John Kerr. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Berg bunts towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Metzler moves to second. One out. Doug Tate pinch hits for Ed Walsh. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Metzler moves to third. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Sissel reaches second base with a double. Metzler scores. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Alex Metzler now playing left field. Frank Sagafo's now playing second base. Hal McCain now pitching. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Shires hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Sagafos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sagafos strikes out. Two outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Kham takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kham. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Kham steals second. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Farrell hits a line drive towards right. Reynolds catches it and throws to first to double up Gardner. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metzler strikes out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sissel hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Sissel reaches second base with a double. McCain moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds is walked intentionally. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Shires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCain scores. Sissel scores. Reynolds moves to third. It's 5-3, White Sox. Frank Sagafos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 6-3, White Sox. Frank Sagafos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sagafos is 0-for-1 in the game. Sagafos takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-2 in the game. With 3 walks. Kham hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sagafos scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sagafos scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.